Local 1199's Executive Vice President Patrick Quinn recently sent a letter to State Administration Director Richard Leach requesting a meeting to begin the process of bargaining. More than 500 home-based child care workers are now represented by Local 1199. That came after workers voted overwhelmingly last month to join the union. Critics question if unionizing the child care workers will increase expenses for taxpayers. Quinn says the union hopes for an agreement that will strengthen child care for working parents and elevate the priority placed on children. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.